Haines has a new active case of COVID-19, and Alaska Natives celebrate their heritage during Indigenous Peoples Day. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Hainesboro Emergency Operations Center announced Saturday that a new active case of COVID-19 has been identified in Haines. According to the EOC, the case is travel-related. The patient is not a local resident, and all of their close contacts have been notified and are quarantining. Nearly 500 Alaskans tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend as a surge in cases that started about 2 weeks ago continues to climb. Both Saturday and Sunday set record single-day highs for new cases reported in one day. There have been a total of 5 resident cases of COVID-19 in Haines since the pandemic began. 5 non-residents have also tested positive, including 3 cannery workers in Excursion Inlet. Those displaying COVID-19 symptoms can call the Search Haines Health Center at 766-6300 to set up an appointment for a test. Free COVID-19 tests for asymptomatic individuals are also available at the Search Haines Health Center on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Sundays from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. No appointment is necessary. Pandemic restrictions have had an outsized impact on Skagway's economy. And if you ask a mental health professional, economic uncertainty can also trigger stress, anxiety, depression, and relapse. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, Skagway has a couple of options to help combat those issues.
It's been a year of social distancing and isolation due to COVID-19. Now, the days are getting colder and the nights are getting longer. John Hischer from Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic says that can exacerbate the already isolating experience of addiction recovery. But there are local resources for people who struggle with addiction or mental health challenges. One of them is the Smart Recovery Program on Monday evenings from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Skagway Traditional Council Building, or via Zoom.
So SMART stands for Self-Management and Recovery Training. And so the main objectives of the recovery group is to build and maintain the motivation to change substance use behavior, coping with the urges, a lot of managing with thoughts and feelings and behaviors, and then how to live a balanced, positive, healthy life.
Hischer says the program is for people living with any type of addiction, from drugs and alcohol to eating disorders. Attendees will share experiences, learn about ways to manage addiction, and participate in mindfulness exercises. He says mutual support is a key part of the program. Hischer says it's a healthy outlet to process whatever feelings wintertime or the pandemic may bring up. But it's not the only resource on offer. The clinic will offer mental health first aid classes this week and next. These are courses for people who are interested in learning the signs and symptoms of depression, anxiety, substance use issues, or psychosis.
So there's been a huge interest in just helping your neighbor struggling with depression and anxiety. So people are coming to those trainings in numbers we haven't seen before. So people are getting ready to be able to help themselves and then also help their neighbors by just recognizing what depression and anxiety look like.
Mental health first aid is a 2-class course from 1 to 5 p.m. on Wednesday and Friday. For Zoom details, visit khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
About 2 dozen people gathered for a celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day in Haines on Monday. Alaska Natives, decked out in their regalia, sang traditional songs as they walked along the waterfront from the Raven House to Picture Point. KHNS caught up with one of the organizers of the gathering to hear what Indigenous Peoples Day means to her.
Jesse Morgan, you cut do a sock. Klinget Kainach Squait, you cut do a sock. Duckluady Yadi Hatsati, Skukan, I a hut, Sukakhadi, I a hut, Gaisan hit yidach. My English name is Jesse Morgan and my Klinket name is Squait. I am Raven Sakai, and I am a child of the Eagle Killer Whale clan. I come from Chilkoot, and I'm under the Gleison Hit house. So y'all know that as Rapinski, but the original peoples of this land, the Tlingit people, knew it as Gleison with stories behind it that are very important to our clan.
Can you tell me a little bit about today's celebration? Kind of how did it all come together?
Well, I just moved back to town and I've been missing my homelands and gathering together and song. And I just wanted to celebrate this day because it's important to remind ourselves that we're still here and gather together. Even if we can't be together, we can wear our face masks and social distance and be safe and take care of each other and still have good medicine.
And then, so kind of what did today consist of? What all happened?
Well, we met at Yeshit, the Raven House, which used to stand at Yandestucky and stood out the road a little bit and is known as the Tudor House. But we met there and just marched to Picture Point, and we invited elders to meet us here. And we had, you know, the community come out and march and celebrate, and it was a good day.
What do you think of Indigenous Peoples Day? What does this holiday mean to you?
Well, yesterday was Indigenous Peoples Day, today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and tomorrow is Indigenous Peoples Day, every day. Yes, today we're reclaiming it from Columbus. You know, he just showed up on a boat one day, he was lost, and we took care of a lot of the Europeans who showed up on our shores and promised things that weren't provided. And so, you know, we want to go back to our traditional ways and take care of ourselves and be sovereign peoples on our lands. These are our lands that we've taken care of for tens of thousands of years. And we had knowledge systems and relations with the waters and the salmon and the bears and the eagles. And there's colonial forces that are threatening our sovereignty. You know, the Tongass is threatened for logging and development. We have mines that are threatening the Chilkat River and the salmon that have used that and provide for the eagles and provide for our people. So, you know, it's important that we show up and be who we are and sing our songs and make use of the land and just remind ourselves that we're still here and remind the people that we're still strong in our language and we're still strong in our songs and our ability to gather. You know, we survived the 1918 pandemic and we're stronger because of that. And we have to remember the strength of our ancestors in order to move forward from the things, the colonial forces that are threatening us.
That was Skwait Jesse Morgan. To see photos of the celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day in Haines, visit khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.